This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But new at 3, a new era begins for the Chicago Board of Education as Mayor Johnson goes to a prominent Southside church to introduce his new selections to serve on the Board of Ed, just 3 days after every one of his previous school board members agreed to resign. It's the latest development in what's become a very public struggle over the future of the city's public schools. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore was with the mayor this morning. He's here at the anchor desk with an update. Craig.
Well, Lisa, combative Mayor Johnson stressed that he alone has the power to appoint people to school board vacancies now and to 11 slots as the city transitions to a fully elected school board next year. One of his nominees, Southeast Side environmentalist activist Olga Batista, echoed his feelings about school funding.
I have seen the damage of this disinvestment firsthand. How can we ever justify over 1,000 classroom vacancies and massive cuts to essential programs and staff?
But the mayor stepped in when reporters wanted to ask the nominees if they would approve short-term borrowing that the outgoing board members and public school CEO Pedro Martinez would not.
Ask me the question if I believe that we should invest in our children and make sure we don't lay off brown and black women. Yes. Yes. I'm not going to tolerate cuts. That's what the issue has been in this city.
But he would, Lisa, not answer any questions about Martinez's future.
Okay, so Craig, what does that mean, though? What's do we know what's going to happen to the CEO?
Well, he wants the CEO to go, but Pedro Martinez's contract allows him to stay unless he's fired for cause. He could stay for another 6 months. So they're going to have to either work. So either he's going to have to want to go by himself, or the mayor is going to have a hard time getting what he wants done. But presumably the board will go along with it.
All right, Craig, stay tuned, right? As we always say, Craig, thanks. We're expecting to hear this hour from a number of aldermen and other leaders who say they are concerned about the change on the Board of Ed. And some city council members are calling for a hearing on the mayor's new picks. Reporters asked the mayor about that today.
The city council can have as many hearings as they want. There's only one person who has the authority by state law to make appointments.
Who is that?
And that's the mayor of Chicago, and that's me.
Well, the Chicago Teachers Union released a statement as well, saying in part that it looks forward to collaborating with them to enact what the union calls the transformation of the city's public schools. In other news today, a search resumes for a missing boater in Lake Michigan who jumped off a boat near DeSable Lakeshore Drive in Randolph yesterday. A group of college students were reportedly on the boat when one of them jumped off the moving vehicle and never surfaced. The operation is now deemed a recovery mission. Chicago business owners are being warned about a rash of ATM thefts.
The alert features video that Chicago police say was captured in late August at Whale Fish and Chicken in the 3600 block of West Chicago Avenue. It shows several men donning hoodies, gloves, and face masks breaking into the business and trying to steal its ATM. While the attempt is unsuccessful, investigators say the same group is wanted for a similar break-in last month in the 4800 block of West Chicago. Police say up to seven men are part of the crew, some of which serve as lookouts during the break-ins. CPD now reminding those with ATMs to ensure they are properly maintained, cameras near them are working, and if possible, they're placed away from exits. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
63 people living in tents on Chicago's west side now have stable housing.
The Department of Family and Support Services and its partner agencies in late September made a sweep of a tent encampment in Humboldt Park, locating housing for dozens of people. This includes individuals and families. 26th Ward Alderman Jesse Fuentes, in a letter to residents, said that the process will now take about 60 to 90 days to get these individuals into apartments or shelters, and that more outreach efforts will continue for those who remain living in tents at the park. The city has had a goal of emptying the large tent encampment in Humboldt Park by December. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And a longtime favorite dinner spot in the southwest suburbs is closing its doors after more than 60 years in business.
Petey's Bungalow Restaurant and Lounge has been serving up steaks, seafood, and martinis in Oak Lawn since 1961. But after 63 years, the iconic supper club with the pink neon sign says it'll be dimming the lights for good. In a Facebook post, owner Petey Economopoulos announced his retirement, citing the loss of his wife, Mary, last year. He says he'll greet diners and honor gift certificates until closing Petey's Bungalow on October 15th. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The union representing the Chicago Fire Department is sounding off about a truck shortage.
If you drive by 68th and Wentworth, you'll see a large parking lot filled with city vehicles that need to be repaired. That includes a fire truck that broke down on Saturday, leaving the Englewood Fire Station without a key piece of equipment since there's no repairman on weekends and the city didn't send a spare.
You're just basically out of service.
Pat Cleary is president of the Chicago Firefighters Union and says a fire engine can still respond to calls, but doesn't have the ladder and search and rescue capabilities like a fire truck.
But now that engine is going to wait for a truck from a different neighborhood, which is going to be probably 6 or 7 minutes longer. That's life or death.
The Englewood station expects to get its truck back sometime later this week. In the meantime, the Firefighters Union is filing a grievance with the city and the Illinois Labor Relations Board. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Joliet hopes to have a river levee built by 2028 for the downtown area. The $12 million levee has been in the making for 5 years when the Federal Emergency Management Agency designated a section of downtown a floodplain over the protests of city officials. Before voting, Councilmember Pat Mudrin says the locks that separate the Des Plaines River from the I&M Canal would prevent flooding.
I feel this is nothing but a major money grab, from FEMA.
Mudrum says he believes FEMA is using the Midwest to offset costs it faces when dealing with large-scale flooding in coastal areas in Florida. And James Bond fans have more time to take a spin through spy movie history at the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. That's because the museum is extending its current display that includes up-close views of 007's cars and a lot more. The exhibit will now run through September of next year. From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. At long last, the Bears found the breakthrough they were searching for offensively. Caleb Williams threw for 304 yards, and the Bears racked up 424 yards of offense. They pounded the Panthers 36-10. Williams connected for 2 touchdown passes, both to former Panther DJ Moore, including this highlight throw.
Williams, Moore, end zone! He's got it! Touchdown!
That was a beautiful ball.
Highlight courtesy of Fox. Moore had 5 catches for 105 yards and those 2 scores against his former team. Williams' 126.2 rating was the best ever by a Bears rookie quarterback, topping a mark previously set by the punky QB, Jim McMahon. Williams became the 4th rookie quarterback since 1950 to win his first 3 home starts with 0 interceptions. The Bears have won 8 straight games at home. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. The Bears stand at 3-2 as they travel to London this week for a meeting with the Jaguars. Elsewhere in the NFC North, the Vikings remain the lone unbeaten after a 23-17 win over the Jets in London. The Packers pulled through for a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. The Lions were on their bye week. The Week 5 slate wraps up tonight with the Chiefs hosting the Jets. In Major League Baseball playoffs, the Guardians are hosting the Tigers in Game 2 of their ALDS matchup. That game's just getting underway. Cleveland took Game 1 on Saturday. The Yankees lead 1-0 over the Royals in that series as they play Game 2 tonight in the Bronx. With sports at 16-46, I'm Chris Emma, 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9.
Jury selection begins tomorrow in the federal trial of one of the most powerful politicians in state history.
Former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan is charged with several crimes, including racketeering conspiracy, bribery, wire fraud, and attempted extortion. His trial will take place in a courtroom at the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago. According to prosecutors, Madigan used his role as speaker and other positions of power for personal gain, and their evidence includes wiretapped calls and meetings which were recorded on video. Madigan denies any wrongdoing. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A park on Chicago's north side is celebrating some upgrades.
Along with 3 new pickleball courts, Wells Park and Lincoln Square also got upgrades to the historic horseshoe pits and volleyball courts. Since 1930, Wells Park has offered patrons the option to play horseshoe at the pits. It now has new clay, artificial turf, and more. The revamped volleyball court has new sand, posts, netting, and a concrete curb. And the pickleball courts are part of the Chicago Park District's goal to open 200 courts by 2025. The Park District says the improvements ensure access to the best amenities only found in Chicago parks. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Well, another big story we're following is Milton. It's been barely 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene swamped people along Florida's Gulf Coast. Now, A new Cat 5 hurricane named Milton is churning in the Gulf and could deliver a direct hit on Tampa Bay as soon as Wednesday.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says that storm surge could actually be as high as 12 feet.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
Evacuation orders in effect for numerous areas, says State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
Drowning deaths due to storm surge are 100% preventable. If you leave.
A Cat 5 hurricane means winds of 160 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.